This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, who's going to help me puzzle through a revelation I've had about the origins of the virus. What I'm going to say takes me to the Enlightenment, and then to the Renaissance, and then to question everything I ever assumed about those ignorant people who denied Galileo, or those ignorant people who denied that the earth was round. Those ignorant people. Well, I'm one of them. And we're surrounded by them all around the world. It's not just American, because we've lived with the pandemic now for more than a year, because the origins of the pandemic have been debated, and always the response is science as science and science. But what science? We now learn that there's new thinking, which is old thinking, that the origins of the virus are not answered, and that the lab leak theory is now possible, as well as the jump from nature to mankind, both being investigated. But the origins require you to consider this. In the Wall Street Journal these last days, been reported, and Josh Rogan of the Washington Post reported this in the summer and in the fall, and with his new book in the spring of 2021, that the origins of the virus must include an investigation of an abandoned copper mine in southwest China. Now abandoned, but guarded by a surveillance camera. Nobody can go near it. Villages around it. Nobody's investigated those villages. In 2012, we were told there were miners there who fell ill with a pneumonia-like affliction. They went to the hospital. Some of them died. Those miners attracted the attention of technicians from the Wuhan lab who traveled there more than 1,000 miles or 1,000 kilometers, very far from Wuhan, very far. Southwest China, mountainous region, copper mine. They took samples from bat guano, the bats that live in those caves, took them back to Wuhan, and through a series of investigations, linked that virus to possibly something like SARS. All right, but the cave has not been investigated. So, Victor, welcome. Sherlock Holmes would say, go to the scene of the crime. For a year now, we've gone along with the idea that it wasn't a lab leak, that it was natural, that it was jumped from nature to nature. And yet no one went to the cave where it is said to have jumped from those bats to some animal in between. Does this make us worthy of the deniers around Galileo? Have we lived with a falsehood so long? Are we vulnerable to this happening again? Are we going to learn nothing from the fact that we lived in a dream for a year and now we must wake up? Good evening to you, Victor.
Good evening. Yeah, I think so, John. I think what's happened is the left did two things during the COVID crisis. They misrepresented science, which is always an evolutionary process. If you and I said ulcers are caused by stress 30 years ago, they'd say, of course. If we said H. pylori today, they'd say, of course. And we don't know what will be the exact cause 20 years from now. But they said, no, so, no, it's finite. We can tell you exactly. And they acted as if they argued from authority. And then second, they said it was a monopoly of the left, and they were going to be the arbiters of what was scientific and what was deplorable folk wisdom. And so for political reasons, that's very important. They weaponized this idea of science. So they did not want to offend the Chinese for a variety of reasons. Part of it was their hatred of Donald Trump, but that was a taboo subject of what you said. If you had said that on national TV or national, and you and I have discussed this, there were repercussions. You were considered a conspiracy idiot, a freak. It's dangerous, a conspiracy. But we all knew that there was a level 4 lab there, and we all knew that they did not have animals that had the exact virus that we did that jumped or close to virus, that it was much different. It was, you could trace the evolution, but it was a different virus. And we knew they were engaged in gain of function research. We even knew that Dr. Fauci and government agencies in the United States had funneled money to Echo Health, who had funneled money for gain-of-function research, which was banned in the United States but was okay under the auspices of the Chinese Communist government. So these were all known, and these became questions that were obviously of interest when the pandemic hit, and yet the science said that was impossible. It had to come from a bad. It was nobody's fault. The Chinese are blameless, and yet we would say to the they shut down Wuhan you couldn't go in and out of Wuhan, why they were allowing people to fly in on direct flights nonstop to LAX and San Francisco. So there was something there, and yet the science was taboo. Remember, John, they said, they named 1,200 healthcare professionals signed a petition that said, the science says that the drawbacks or the downside of not protesting on behalf of BLM and George Floyd outweigh the advantages or the adherence to the quarantine. Therefore, as scientists, we say it's okay for this particular group to go out and protest, but not for others. That was under the guise of the science. And so I think the science has gone the way of the FBI as an investigatory agency and the CIA as an intelligence agency.
It certainly has shaken my understanding of what science is, but that's why I mentioned Galileo here. Galileo kept saying it moves, it moves. He's talking about what he could see through his rudimentary telescope, and he was denied. It was denied by the authorities of the time because they didn't want to do the fundamental research of looking through that telescope. Well, Victor, that's part of my puzzle here. We didn't insist on doing the fundamental research of going to that cave. I believe that now that'll be part of the writ because President Biden has moved to support other voices around the world, not just here, including the WHO itself, which has been in the middle of this, what you'd have to say, quibble for a year. Now they have to go to the cave, Victor. I wanted to reflect on how you've written about our institutions shaking. I'm willing to concede that the whole culture, our culture is shaken because we've lived with something that could kill us for a year, but we did not insist on rudimentary investigation. Go to the cave. Why not, Victor?
When you say we did not learn, we didn't learn because the media didn't tell us, and they deliberately silenced. They didn't just silence. They did what they did to Galileo. They almost put you on trial. That's what they did to Galileo, and that's what they were doing to people who mentioned. If I had gone on any television, and I wrote about this, that you have to investigate a human-induced gain-of-function virus, I got called up in front of the Stanford Faculty Right. Senate for that and other reasons. But you couldn't say that is what I'm trying to say because you were considered a crank, a nut. And why was that? And that was because that was an election year. And they felt if Donald Trump could say that his China policy of getting tough with the Chinese, not trusting the Chinese communists, was reified and was, you know, sort of solidified by saying, look what they do. They are reckless. They create reckless types of research that's endangered the entire world versus the media narrative, John, that Donald Trump is a racist, he's a xenophobe, he doesn't like immigrants, he's part of the anti-Asian crime wave, and he's demonized the poor Chinese. It was those two narratives, the true narrative versus the politically useful narrative. So they used the latter one until it got, and they would continue to do it, John. But some scientific writers, Nicholas Wade, for example, that used to work for the Times, great reputations, have questioned their narrative, and now it's untenable. So it's, the other one's gone in the memory hole, and now they're saying, well, maybe that's possible. Suddenly Tom Cotton is not somebody who should be brought up on heresy charges, but maybe he could have been accidentally sort of bumped into the truth. So that's where we were. It was a political decision among the media here in this country to suppress the truth for a political agenda they felt was for our own good.
Victor, it'll happen again because we've learned nothing. We didn't go to the cave. We have to go to the cave. Victor,
We didn't.
It's a failure of all of us not to go to that cave, not to insist about going to that cave. Victor Davis Hanson, Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution. Let's go to the cave. This is CBS Eye on the World, Southwest China. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.